Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in return for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granaries, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. If you want to go down, you're welcome. If you all want to go down, you're welcome too. Today is the feast of the baptism of our Lord, and as Luke tells the story, Luke wants you to understand that a significant change is happening in the world, and that this significant change occurs as Jesus comes up out of the water. He goes into the water, and the world is dominated by its past, by old patterns, often old and unjust patterns. And when he rises out of that water, he begins a work of reorienting the world so that we are defined now by our future, not by our past. We are defined in Luke's gospel by the realm of God, the kingdom or realm or the beloved kingdom of God that is coming towards us and for which we are working. People often forget this. It's easy because we like tradition and there's nothing wrong with tradition in the church, but what defines us is the end of time. What defines us is the realm that is coming to us. In theological language, we say that the church is eschatologically oriented. There's a mouthful for you. What it means is we're defined by our future, by the coming realm of God. So Luke does a really, really kind of fun job of it. I mean, he starts with John the Baptist and all of his preaching. And John says, look, if things keep going the way they are, the world falls apart. But there's one who's coming that you might want to get on board with. And this one who is coming that you might want to get on board with is going to light things up, going to set things on fire. And I think the author of the Gospel of Luke and perhaps John himself were using that imagery in both of its meanings. We say that a musician playing particularly vigorously and well is on fire. We say that a sports figure or a sports team that is particularly doing well in a particular game or event is on fire. And the idea there is drawing from the imagery of fire being dynamic, that it moves around, that it makes things happen. It cooks, it ignites, it sparks, it moves. So that the one way to talk about Jesus coming to light things on fire, he's coming to light it up, to make it happen, to put us into a dynamic mode of being in our spiritual lives. And John says that's a possibility for you. You can get on board with that and get lit up by the one who is coming. Or you can experience it as burning you, as awful and unpleasant. You have a choice, says John. In this way, what John is doing is he's preaching apocalyptically. Apocalyptic preaching says, if things go the way they are, this is what's going to happen and it's not good. But you can make a change if you want. And that's John's style of preaching, very apocalyptic. So Jesus comes the way Luke has John preaching. Jesus comes to set things ablaze, to light it up, to make it exciting, to make it happen, to be dynamic. And this pulls off of some very ancient themes. Psalm 29 that we heard this morning is a psalm about the sky god, the weather god in the ancient Near East, whose name was El. And in various cultures in the ancient Near East, El was in charge of the weather. And that, since weather phenomena work off of power, off of energy, El is conceived of as a powerful god. The psalm says, the voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe. How do you make an oak tree writhe? Well, you put it in a really strong wind. Okay? This is El. And the Hebrews were saying, the God you call El is really our God. And then if you look at the end of the psalm, all that power, all the power of the storm god, the weather god, the God who expresses all this energy and the wind blowing and the lightning striking and the storms coming at the end, all of that power of this storm god is put to work for people, for us. It's an important understanding of God being interested in working for our benefit. The same is true in the Isaiah reading. God comes and saves and restores Israel. And we have to remember that this isn't just national. Isaiah is trying to explain to Israel that they need to rethink their understanding of being chosen as not only being separate and special, but being chosen for the rest of the world. To show the rest of the world who God is and what God is up to. So when Jesus comes out of the water, he rises from the water and raises us into a new way of life that is connected to the understanding that our ancestors have always had of God, that God is powerful, that God works on behalf of human beings, that God is doing things to inaugurate a new realm, a new commonwealth, a new kingdom. And this God, who is so powerful yet works on our behalf, is the God whom Jesus embodies. So we can see and hear what God is like in the flesh in a way that we can understand. So the church has always celebrated this baptism and all baptisms. We've celebrated it historically with baptismal covenants of one sort or another. And when the church uses a baptismal covenant, what we're saying is, all right, so now life is new. It's reoriented. Jesus comes out of the water and turns us around, challenges us to turn from our obsession with the past and the way things have always been with, you can't fight City Hall. And Jesus turns us from that as he comes out of the water. We see the Holy Spirit descend and we hear the voice of God. And we know that he is the one John was preaching about. He is the eschatological figure who points us in the direction of our future. Points us in the direction of life with God in God's new realm. And so the baptismal covenants at the different ages when the church has used those, which it hasn't always done, but when it has, the church has used them as a way to say, so here is how to live oriented to the work that God is doing, to the work that we saw in Jesus. So that Jesus coming out of the water changes not only the world, but all of us. And so we talk about the apostles' teaching and fellowship because that's a way to live into the realm of God that is coming our way and to help make it happen. That's a way to be lit up. And we talk about continuing in the breaking of bread and the prayers, and we talk about respecting the dignity of every human being and proclaiming the good news and working for justice and peace, and all of the things that we talk about in our baptismal covenant are all ways to work with the flow of God's incoming grace, God's gifts, God's new kingdom coming our way. So that the change that Luke wants to show us with this baptismal story is a change that we can get on board with. And when we get on board with it, we start to live in a new way. So we renew our baptismal vows quite frequently. We renew them on the four baptismal Sundays and on the fifth one, which is when the bishop comes. We renew our baptismal vows. Sometimes we actually have baptisms to go along with it. Sometimes we don't. But we always renew our baptismal vows. It's part of our spiritual discipline. Because those vows are about how we live. And it's not about earning God's favor. It's about recognizing what God is doing. Because we love God. We're pretty thankful for Jesus. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. And we want to do what God is doing. How fun is that? I mean, what could be better than doing what God is doing? What could be better than stopping being controlled by the way things are or the way they've always been and to start with Christ making a new world, a new realm, a new way of being? That's why we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And that's why we renew our baptismal vows. As you are able, please stand. When Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, he was revealed as the living water who cleanses and enlivens all. Through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are awash in that living water, being buried with Christ by baptism into his death and raised with him to newness of life. I call upon you, therefore, to renew the solemn promises and vows of holy baptism by which we once renounced Satan and all his works, and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil and, whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
Will
you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
Will
you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Who's our intercessor? Let us pray for God's help as we renew our commitment to Christ.
Deliver us, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open our hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill us with your holy and life-giving Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep us in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach us to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send us into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring us to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
All right, I need young folks to come and help me fill the font up. Good.
job. Yay, thank you.
I think that's all of them. Ah, good. All right, we're done. Thank you. There's merit to being thorough. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we come into his fellowship. We bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may remember our baptismal covenant and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Okay, ready, everyone? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Christ is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. Thank you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Because in Jesus Christ our Lord, you have received us as your sons and daughters, made us citizens of your kingdom, and given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with John the Baptist and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Please stand. This is our last festival blessing for a while, so I want to hear you. All right? I want to hear those responses nice and loud. May Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord.
Amen.
May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. May God, by the power that turned water into wine at the wedding feast of Cana, transform your lives and make glad your hearts.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us forever.
Oh.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.